Hey, everybody. Welcome to Practicing His Presence as we take time to hear God's voice together and learn to live in the gift of His presence. Welcome to the fourth and final week of Advent. I'm so glad you're joining me today because this is also our last episode of season three. We're going to take a break over the holidays and we'll see you back in the new year. For now, wherever you find yourself, whatever you're doing, however fast you've been going, I want to remind you of something you probably already know, but always need to hear again. God is with you. God is with you. With you right where you are, with all you're carrying, and as fast as you've been going, He is with you. And I'm glad that you have pushed play to join me in this moment, to slow down and hear from Him, to dwell on His word and open our hearts to His constant presence. So let's do that together. As always, begin with a nice deep breath. Put your phone on Do Not Disturb if you haven't already, and take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. As the air fills your lungs, can you feel yourself rest? No, I don't want to do that either. Hold on, we're going to get there. As the air fills your lungs, can you relax and settle in? Can you release the tension that you're carrying in your shoulders, in your hands, in your back? Inhale, exhale. Bring your physical self, your mental self, your emotions, and your spirit all together in one place right now. And as you continue with these even, calm breaths, feeling the air fill your body, invite the Holy Spirit to fill you and speak to you. And repeat this simple prayer. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. The passage we'll meditate on today is from Luke 1, verses 46 through 49, and it's part of Mary's song. So as you hear me read this to begin with, simply listen to these words and get familiar with them. Oh, how my soul praises the Lord, how my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For He took notice of His lowly servant girl. And from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One is holy, and He has done great things for me. I'll read that exact same passage again for you now. And this time, as you hear the words, listen for a particular phrase, maybe an idea, a single word, perhaps, that stands out. What is the Holy Spirit highlighting for you as you listen? It's not uncommon to get a mental picture or an image in your imagination. Listen for that as well, and hold it in your mind as you hear me read. Oh, how my soul praises the Lord. How my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For He took notice of His lowly servant girl. And from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One is holy, and He has done great things for me. What word or idea stood out to you? As you consider it, I'd invite you to write it down on a piece of paper, maybe even say it out loud if you're somewhere alone. Externalizing what you're hearing inwardly will help you listen. So do that now. Now, I'll read the passage for you again. And this time, as you listen and in the silence that follows, ask God, why did this word jump out today? Why did you want me to hear this? What is rising up within you as you consider this idea or this picture? Now resist the urge to overcomplicate this or overanalyze this. Simply be open and talk with your Father who is with you. Oh, how my soul praises the Lord. How my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he took notice of his lowly servant girl. And from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One is holy, and he has done great things for me. Take notice right now of if your mind has wandered off or is still engaged in the conversation. Don't feel frustrated or disappointed with yourself if it has. It's very easy for us to drift away. So, if you're a little lost in your thoughts, just gently return. He's waiting for you right where you left off. Now, as I read this passage one last time, I'd invite you to simply respond to what you're hearing God saying, what you're sensing the Spirit bringing to you. Tell him everything that you're thinking and feeling about it without censoring yourself. You can bring it all in this moment. Oh, how my soul praises the Lord. How my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. for he took notice of his lowly servant girl. And from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One is holy, and he has done great things for me." Now accept what God is showing you. Be still and receive from Him with open hands. And now close in prayer, asking God for whatever you need and recommitting yourself to do whatever He says. Father, we open our hands and acknowledge that you have done great things for us, that you are holy and you are our Savior. Father, I pray for my friend who is listening now, who is more importantly hearing your voice, that they would receive wholeheartedly what you have said to them, the truth of who you are, and who they are now because of you, that they would receive your word and they would walk now with power and joy into the good obedience before them. God, thank you that you are with us. You're with us. You are with me right now. You are with them as they are. Thank you for the gift of Jesus, and it's in His name that we pray. Amen. Amen. My friend, Merry Christmas. Thank you for spending these last 4 weeks of Advent with us. It is such a joy to be part of this community with you as we seek to become a people of His presence. We will see you in 2022, and until then, may God bless you and keep you, and may you keep practicing.